I'm Sam Wood. Hey, joining us in studio this afternoon is another candidate for Normal Town Council and a current council member. We've got Scott Preston with us. Scott, thanks for coming by. Let's try that again. Didn't have you potted up there.
There we go. It's great to be with you.
Oh, always. Appreciate you coming by, Scott. We mentioned we've had three other candidates on the show thus far to kind of outline their view for the town of Normal and why they think voters should be casting their vote in their favor. So, Scott, first of all, kind of walk us through, introduce yourself to us, and why it is you are seeking re-election on the Normal Town Council.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in this community. I'm a graduate of Illinois State University, and first got elected 4 years ago in 2013 to council. I'm running for my second term now, and during those 4 years on council, as well as from my experience working as a small business owner. I own a small real estate development and investment company here, and am a former assistant to the state treasurer about 4 years. And, through those experiences and my last 4 years serving in City Hall, there have been a lot of things that have been learned and insights that have been gained and experience that has been gained that I hope I bring a productive perspective that people want to keep in City Hall. We're in a changing local and state economic environment. And, Normal has always long been a great place to live and work and be educated. But as we are looking forward and looking to the next generation, making sure that we are promoting strong fiscal management and strong economic growth while preserving the great quality of life that we have in the town of Normal and in this community at large, that our families have come to love and cherish. Mm-hmm. Those are important things now, and they'll be important things for the next 4 years and the next generation.
Tremendous. And Scott, you got elected as the youngest council member in Normal history. You're only 25 years old when you first got elected to council. So I'm wondering, what have these 4 years been like? You were this fresh young face. Did you feel like you were able to initiate a lot of that change, that youthful change that you had sought to give to the council?
Well, the maybe the youngest in history. Nobody has ever claimed to, that I've been the smartest in history. it's been a true pleasure to serve in City Hall, serve the people of Normal. This is a community I've lived in my entire life, and I'm incredibly passionate about this place and the people who live here. Yeah. Right? And, these last 4 years on council, I hope that I brought a diverse voice in a lot of ways, generationally is one of them, to the council. And with the work that we are doing, and when you look at Rivian Automotive, which Christian Prenzler, who was on with you just a half hour or so ago, I know Christian, and very talented young man, and looking at Rivian and kind of the next generation of what industry looks like, what jobs look like, and how that impacts our local community, I think is crucial. And from the perspective of the experiences that I've been able to gain in my adult life, there is a tremendous opportunity that I have seen in each one where we have outstanding educational institutions, mm-hmm. Illinois State University, Illinois Wesleyan, Heartland Community College, Lincoln College, of course, in our community. And we educate thousands of students every single year who then take the skills and the knowledge and the base that they have acquired here, and they take those elsewhere to other communities to be productive members and to plant their lives and to get jobs and to, buy homes and vehicles and everything else, right, build their life in other communities. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I think a tremendous opportunity for us is trying to promote an environment here and a place here where young professionals and growing families want to come and want to stay. Mm-hmm. That starts with a vibrant job market, of course. Second to that, having the tremendous quality of life, having places like Uptown Normal, where they can, walk to restaurants and to shops and to stores and not always have to have a vehicle as their, mandatory, mode of transportation anywhere they go. That's a key part, having the Constitution Trail. That's a key part, making sure that we are continuing to be a vibrant community while being a community people want to live in, while also making sure that we are a community that people can afford to live in will be very important and something that I look forward to continuing to advocate for in City Hall.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you bring up the university aspect of things. That's something we've been running by all four candidates is, how do we utilize Illinois State University and Wesleyan to its fullest potential to make sure the city is truly tapping all of that talent that comes out of ISU and is able to use that for, you know, anything, whether it's economic incentives or anything more than that. So I'm wondering, how can you take the talent that we consistently get out of ISU and not only try to retain them maybe in this area, but use that to spur job creation even in the town of Normal?
Absolutely. You know, our student population is large. You know, having over 20, 21, 22, 23,000 students when you take Illinois State and Heartland students who also live in the town of Normal and in McLean County. Having that large of a student population, I see as a tremendous resource. Boy, you know, let's take ISU. Some of the things that are going on there, some of the innovative approaches that they're having in the 21st century economy, looking at educational opportunities and connecting those to companies and to jobs and to community organizations, to nonprofits, to our local governments, is a win-win for everybody. You know, I could not speak highly enough for ISU. The relationship that the town and ISU have, is better than ever right now, and there are a tremendous amount of ways that we do partner, and also always more ways that we can continue to. so glad that they and Heartland and all of our educational institutions are in this community. They are part of the fabric, absolutely, of you know, the vibrancy and the success of Town of Normal and McLean County.
Outstanding. Scott Preston is our guest on the Afternoon Report, a Normal Town Council member also seeking re-election in tomorrow's municipal election. And something else we've been running by candidates is just maintaining the relationship between Bloomington and Normal, and not just this Metro Zone spat that's been in the press the last few weeks, but obviously you have to include that because it's happening. But look at some other things and maybe try and explain to our listeners how to foster that relationship and make sure that identity, the Bloomington Normal identity, doesn't deteriorate over time.
Absolutely. You know, as a number of others have said before, we are literally attached at the hip.
Right.
That is something that, you know, will not change ever. And, you know, me personally, I feel like I have very strong and positive and really good relationships with my colleagues in Bloomington, you know, with all of them on council and Mayor Renner and, you know, some staff that we, you know, sometimes interact with here and there. And, you know, I believe that, you know, majority probably on both councils would be able to, you know, not speaking for anybody else, but, you know, I am far from the only one, I'm sure, who feels that way. And, you know, recognizing that Bloomington and Normal have different strengths and have different opportunities and have different challenges. And in not every case is what's best for the people of Bloomington also best for the people of Normal and vice versa. Recognizing that, embracing our differences, you know, and having a conversation, you know, and being open and upfront in our dialogue, I think is, you know, the most productive way that we can continue to work together. And as you had alluded to, Sam, there are a number of ways that we do work together. And I think that moving forward, there will be a number of ways that we can continue to build on, you know, Metro Zone aside, between the town and the city. You know, as we look at, you know, how the you know, how the community has been functioning, look at our local economy in recent years, if there are opportunities where it makes sense, where both Bloomington and Normal can collaborate, the you know, the hot buzzword, right, of the last month or two, and collaborate and work together. If we are not duplicating services, if we are able to reduce the money that is spent for the people of Normal and the people of Bloomington, and provide effective quality service that is efficient, that is smart, and that is cost effective, you know, who would be opposed to at least having the conversation, mm-hmm, right? And so I think that that's something that a conversation that needs to keep happening. East Side Fire is one that's been you know, talked. There's, I know that both communities are looking at libraries and looking at how our two municipalities interact, and if there are ways that we can provide smarter and safer and more direct, effective, efficient government and government services for the people of this community and the people of Normal, I think it's great.
Excellent. And Scott, you know, I don't mean to harp on your edge too much, but it's fascinating to me because I'm also a younger guy as well. And I, you know, listeners know we had Seth Goodman on the show a little bit ago, the 20-something mayor from Lincoln. And I'm wondering, you know, a lot of young people will try, you know, to run, seek higher office, maybe run for state representative or something like this. But I think a lot of people our age might not even be able to name a single council member. Some people might not even know their mayor at our age. There's just this lack of engagement among among the youth in politics. So I'm wondering what drove you 4 years ago to say, I want to come back to the hometown and seek a spot on town council, because that's not something, you know, 20-somethings typically want to do.
Not typically. I am passionate about this place and passionate about the people here. And I think that being able to offer a perspective that is unique and that is contributing to good government in Normal is important. It's important from an age standpoint. It's important from a background, you know, industry and careers that people are working. Racial and ethnic and religious, having diversity of thought, having a group that is truly representative of the community that we're serving at the table is I think incredibly valuable, something that hope I am being a positive and constructive member to. And frankly, I think when you talk about kind of disengagement maybe with certain sects of the population, regardless of who they are, it's unfortunate, because boy, the things that come out of City Hall every single day affect our lives so much more than the decisions made in Washington, D.C. or in Springfield. You know, you wake up in the morning and turn on the sink to brush your teeth. It's Normal that's providing that water. You get in your car and drive safely to work. It's Normal that is having the stoplights that are functioning to keep our roads and keep our people safe. You're driving on roads that the town, that the town is providing and paving, and in your time of emergency, when you call 911, it's Normal police department, Normal fire department, who are there there to protect you and there to respond. And the decisions that come out of City Hall are, I think, often taken for granted how much it impacts our daily lives, and something that I hope to continue being able to serve and talk about and work hard for the people in Normal these next 4 years.
Yeah. All politics is local, as they say. And Scott, last question for you. I've been asking all four candidates this cheesy question, or I should say cliche question, but when you look at the other three candidates, and I don't want you to go candidate by candidate, but what do you feel separates yourself from those three other candidates that makes you the outlier?
Absolutely. I think one is the experience that I bring to the table. You know, I am a small business owner. I own a small real estate development company. I understand properties. I understand property development. I have to stick to a budget. I think that is a key component. Separate from that, additionally, being the former assistant to our state treasurer, boy, I had a firsthand look at some of the maybe political dysfunction and fallout in our state government, and the impacts that that has on our town here in Normal, and towns and cities across the state is of crucial importance. And as well, bringing a perspective of wanting to grow our economy, wanting Normal to thrive, not just for the next 4 years, not just for the next 12 hours until Election Day, right? But wanting Normal to thrive for the next generation, and looking long range at every decision that I am making now, as your councilman, to those listening here from Normal, doing so with the long view in mind, what is best, with as much research and thought as I can, offer to issues that come before us, what is best for our families, what is best for your taxpayer dollars, and what is best for the great community that people want to live in and that people want to be in.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. That is Scott Preston, a Normal town council member seeking re-election in tomorrow's municipal election. Scott, appreciate you coming by, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Sam. And if I may, real quick, of course, to any listeners in Normal, I'm Scott Preston, and I'm asking for your vote. Tomorrow, polls are open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Thank you very much. And again, Scott Preston joining us on the Afternoon Report on WJBC and WJBC.com. 58 degrees in Bloomington, Normal at 5:23. We are back with more next.